Twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time. Today is the exciting radio presentation of the motion picture classic, The Mark of Zorro, starring Cornell Wilde. Each week at this time, Frigidaire brings you radio versions of Hollywood's finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today you will hear Cornell Wilde in the starring role of the radio production of the 20th Century Fox picture, The Mark of Zorro. 20th Century Fox also are producers of the Technicolor picture, Lever to Heaven, starring Gene Tierney, Cornell Wilde, and Gene Gray. Now, in just a few moments, The Mark of Zorro. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, The Mark of Zorro, starring Cornell Wilde, and featuring another brilliant musical score conceived and conducted by Alfred Newman.
In the early days of California, a Spanish tyrant, cruel and simpering, ruled the city of Los Angeles in the name of the King of Spain. And against that tyrant rode a man on horseback, masked and cloaked in black, who chose as his symbol of retribution and vengeance the letter Z. Z was the sign of liberation then, and the liberator's name was Zorro. The story begins many years ago, with the young aristocrat Diego Vega returning to America after his schooling in Spain and finding matters seriously wrong at home in California.
His Excellency, the Alcalde of Los Angeles, says he will see you, Senor Vega.
It is very good of His Excellency, the Alcalde of Los Angeles.
No need to be sarcastic.
Then perhaps you'll explain to me why my father is no longer Alcalde of Los Angeles.
Ask the Alcalde.
And why has he turned my father's home into a fortress?
Ask his military aide.
His military aide?
Captain Esteban Pasquale, yes. A master sort.
Oh. Then you suggest I tread softly, eh?
It might be wise.
Thank you, Sergeant Gonzalez. Thank you.
In here. You may go in.
Ah, our visitor from Spain. Welcome.
Thank you, Alcalde.
This is my military aide, Captain Esteban Pasquale.
Yes, I have heard of the captain.
Oh, have you indeed?
As I have heard the people speak of the new alcalde, Luis Basilio Quintero.
Your servant.
And all that the people speak of is your cruelties, your injustices, your back-breaking taxes, your indifference to their suffering.
Silence, senor. Silence, you young popinjay, or I'll...
Peace, Captain. You draw your sword too hastily.
Huh. Perhaps you don't fancy the weapon.
I know little about it.
Mm-hmm. Then be advised, young Diego, that Captain Esteban Pasquale, my military aide, was a fencing master in Lisbon.
Oh, for my own part, swordplay is such a violent business.
Sure.
And if His Excellency saw fit to pluck out the tongue of a poor peon I just met down the street...
Why, I warn you, senor.
Then I'm sure His Excellency had ample reason.
Now, if Senor Diego Vega is ready, I shall be happy to afford him military escort to his father's residence.
Thank you, Captain.
Come then. Well, careful you don't stumble over your sword.
But, Father, why did you leave the office of Alcalde of Los Angeles?
Why did I leave? Leave? He was thrust into the street. Thrown out of office. Thrown out of his own house.
But, my dear Padre...
They said they would burn the homes of the peons if he did not resign. And now, sits here doing nothing.
Padre, how can you, a man of the church, talk violence?
Must I go through all this again?
My son, the good father here has urged me to lead a revolt against the Alcalde, which must surely fail. The Alcalde has trained troops. We would have an armed rabble.
If it were even armed.
Are you going to agree with him, Diego?
But, Padre, do be reasonable.
Reasonable? While the people die?
It is the way of life in the new country.
Oh, for this you went to the finest military school in Spain. For this I taught you horsemanship and to use the sword like a man. You milksop, puppy.
Oh, forgive him, Diego. The padre feels so strongly about these things.
Oh, I forgive him.
Many thanks, senor.
Every man to his own opinion and his own method. Well, adios, senores. I fear my bath grows cold.
Pop, and he speaks of method.
And that was my son.
Raw grapes will no longer be accepted in payment of taxes in the District of Los Angeles. One bottle in every five of finished wine must be delivered to the municipal storehouse on or before October the 1st. Signed, His Excellency, Luis Quintero, Alcalde of Los Angeles.
We'll tear down that proclamation.
And who the devil are you? Take off that mask.
Will you tear down that proclamation?
This is what I will do.
Now, fool, tear down that sign. In its place, put up this one. Special notice. Be it known that Luis Quintero is a thief, an enemy of the people, and a tyrant who cannot long escape my vengeance. Signed, Zorro.
I can't understand why you insist on this drive without an escort and with this bandit Zorro around.
I have my reasons, Lolita. An agent of the Bank of Madrid is meeting me at a quiet inn to take a shipment of gold to Spain for.
But why?
Because Captain Esteban claims a share of all I collect. This way he knows nothing of our little transaction.
Seems very strange to me, Uncle. You would like me to marry Esteban, yet you try to cheat him.
Politics, Lolita. What is that? Bandits, hey, don't stop. Whip your horses. Full speed forward. Do you hear me? Don't stop.
Let me explain for your coachman, Your Excellency. They saw no reason to risk my lead for your gold, which I will now trouble you to hand over.
Zorro.
The gold, if you please.
Suppose we tell you there is no gold.
I know better. Hand it over.
Very well. But you'll hang for this. Here.
Now, about that necklace of the lady. Hand it over.
You wouldn't rob my niece?
As you rob the people to buy pearls for your niece, I would rob your niece to buy bread for the people, yes.
Suppose I don't hand it over.
I should find it distasteful to mark my D on so lovely a cheek as yours.
Oh.
Or shall I choose to borrow this time?
Lolita, give him the necklace. I've seen the man he's marked.
Here it is.
My infinite thanks. And in token of my appreciation, I shall leave my mark only on the fine silk upholstery of your coach. Thus. Adios, Excellency. Adios, Senorita Lolita.
Coward and assassin.
Right, magnificently.
Shut up.
Father Felipe, I've been waiting.
Diego,
What brings you to my mission?
It's so frightfully dull at home, you know. I thought I'd like a game of chess with you. You see, I have the board all set up for you already.
I don't care to play chess with you, Diego.
Not even for stakes?
No.
Very high stakes? A bag of gold, let us say? And a lady's fine pearl necklace bought with the sweat of peons?
Diego, what is this? What are you saying?
Quick, hide these treasures. Then we'll pretend to be playing chess.
I have the box under my bed.
With a sword, if I should ever need a sword.
Hurry, Padre, only hurry.
So they will not search a Padre's hut. Arrange the chessmen in the first three moves.
I've already done so. Now play.
Captain Esteban Pasquale of his Excellency's Guard.
What is the meaning of this intrusion?
Oh, Captain, how are you?
Well, we think we saw the brigand Zorro come this way.
Zorro?
Did you see him?
Oh, no. But thank heaven, my blood congeals at the thought of him.
That, Diego Vega, goes without your saying. We're sorry we intruded, Padre. Good night.
All in here, man.
Your move, Padre.
Diego.
Hmm?
Zorro? You?
My father was right. He would stand no chance with his armed rabble against the Alcalde's veteran troops. You see, Padre, everyone to his own methods.
But to what end, Diego? To what avail?
Perhaps I might terrorize Luis Quintero to resign in favor of my father. Who knows? An amusing thought, isn't it?
Yes, a good trick, that. If you live, Diego Vega.
Who is it, I say?
Yes.
Zorro.
Salute, Your Excellency.
Well, what do you want?
I wish to inquire if you agree with me that the climate of Spain might be fine for your health.
Why?
There is a kind of pestilence here that marks its unhappy victims with a scar shaped like a letter Z.
No, get that sword away from my cheek.
Spain or California, Excellency?
Spain, of course.
And Alejandro Vega to succeed you?
Yes, anything.
Remember your promise. And the mark of Zorro. Thus. Slashed in your bed covers. Good night, Luis. Pleasant dream.
In a few moments, Frigidaire will bring you the second act of The Mark of Zorro, starring Cornell Wilde. Frigidaire, the first name you think of in refrigeration, has built more electrical units for keeping things cold than anyone else in the world. It's this experience, plus Frigidaire's vast resources for manufacturing and research, that is back of the new Frigidaire home freezer. Frigidaire's food research staff has been working with frozen foods for years. Packaging, freezing, thawing, cooking, and eating it. Many of the methods accepted as standard today were developed right in Frigidaire's laboratory. That's why Frigidaire knows what you want in a home freezer. And more important, that's why Frigidaire knows how to give it to you. That's why the Meter Miser is the heart of every Frigidaire home freezer. Because it has proved it is dependable day after day. Because it maintains freezing temperatures to protect food without attention, without worry. That's why Frigidaire-tested insulation cuts operating costs. That's why Frigidaire's one-piece steel cabinets are so rugged, so moisture-tight. The Frigidaire home freezer is the result of knowing the best way to keep food frozen safely, easily, at lowest cost. The result of knowing how to build better things for more people for less money. Remember this when you choose a new home freezer. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Continue now with a radio production of the 20th Century Fox picture, The Mark of Zorro, starring Cornell Wilde. Mr. Wilde may currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production, Lever to Heaven. Now, Act Two of The Mark of Zorro.
Having exacted a promise from Luis Quintero to resign as alcalde of Los Angeles, Zorro has fled the palace grounds with Captain Esteban's cavalry hot in pursuit. Again, he takes refuge in Father Felipe's mission, disguised as a padre himself. And at the altar, he finds Lolita, the tyrant Quintero's lovely young niece, in prayer. Quickly, Lolita rises from her knees.
Oh.
No, no, my child. Continue with your devotions.
I am finished, Father. You are not Father Felipe.
No, Father Pablo from a neighboring mission. I came to play chess with Father Felipe.
Then I may speak intimately to you also.
Oh, yes, but of course.
I was praying for a husband just now.
Oh, for a girl, that's a reasonable request.
Am I selfish in wishing a husband? In wishing to leave my uncle's home, I am not happy. He is so unkind that no one who is good ever comes to visit us. No one pays me, of course. Captain Esteban.
And, he?
I don't know. I should like to see others. There's no one to tell me, well, that I am pretty. Am I pretty?
Pretty? You're more radiant, more lovely than a morning in June.
You really mean?
Oh, with all my heart. Oh, senorita. Oh, the very devil.
Sword! You dropped a sword!
Yes, I found it on the road.
A priest with a sword.
Open in the name of the King of Spain.
Senorita, will you?
Yes, I'll go. Esteban.
Oh, it's you, Lolita. Then I suppose you haven't seen that cur Zorro about.
Zorro? Oh, I should die, Esteban.
You, Father?
If I could but lay hands on the villain.
Well, no time to lose here. I'll speak with you later, Lolita. Good night.
Let me see. Where were we, my child?
Finding a sword in the road. Remember?
Oh, yes.
As well as I seem to remember a mounted man.
I think I had better get back to my little mission, Senorita.
Good night, Padre. Watch out for the bandit Zorro. He travels in disguise sometimes.
Yes, of course. Thank you, child.
And good luck with your little mission.
Your Excellency, we must dispose of this Zorro by one means or another.
Well, do it then. You're the captain of the guard.
There are other ways besides violence.
Now you sound like that half-brained Diego Vega.
Now, see here. This Zorro wants you to appoint Alejandro Vega in your place, doesn't he?
So he said last night.
Doesn't that suggest that Zorro is a tool of Vega and the Caballeros?
Oh, yeah?
Well, your niece Lolita should be married. Vega has this popinjay of a son, Diego.
But Esteban, you want Lolita for yourself.
Yes, but first, let there be an alliance between your house and that of Vega.
What?
Hear me out. Time then for Lolita to become Diego Vega's unhappy widow, and for me then to marry her.
I don't know if I like such a scheme.
I don't ask you to like it. The only way to satisfy this Zorro, to save your job and income and my share of your income.
Yes, I see. Splendid, then. We'll arrange a reception for them, Esteban. You are an unspeakable scoundrel. But I like it.
Thank you, Luis. You, too, are an unspeakable scoundrel.
Where's the rest of the speech?
That's all.
So sorry I was late, Senorita, but they heated the water for my bath too early. It was positively lukewarm.
How trying.
Yes, life can be very trying, can it not? So, Zorro. Did I hear someone say Zorro?
Probably. Everyone is talking about him.
Oh, well, speaking of the ruffian, will you be good enough to remind your excellent uncle to provide an armed escort when I go home tonight? The very thought of the fellow positively unnerves me.
Oh, if you will excuse me, Senor Vega, I wish to retire.
Oh, so sorry.
The weakling, the silly, effective perfume. The weakling, I despise him. Who's it? Who's on the bell? Wait, I'm coming. Zorro.
Senorita, I have a confession to make. For without this cloak and without this mask, life is so very trying, is it not?
Oh, Diego, you ridiculous clown pretending to be Zorro. Please go.
Not until I've told you that you're very pretty.
I said go.
And that you're more radiant, more lovely than a morning in June.
Where did you...
I was there in the mission. I dropped the sword that I had found in the road.
And you are.
Yes, Lolita. But in order to accomplish what I've set out to do, I must deceive many people or fail. But I couldn't bear having you think me a cowardly fop.
Do you really want to marry me?
More than anything on earth.
But what about Esteban? He says he will marry me.
I think I understand this evil game better than you do, Lolita. He's giving you up only to claim you again when it suits his convenience. Before this is all over, one of us, Captain Esteban or I, must die.
Diego, I'm afraid.
Tomorrow in the light, you will not be afraid. Good night, Lolita. I have work to do. Good night.
Diego! Diego, something terrible has happened. Esteban found Padre Felipe giving money to a hotel from the Padre's treasure box.
Yes, go on.
There was much gold and the necklace that he took from me also in the box.
The devil.
Esteban thinks the Padre is Zorro. They're going to hang Father Felipe.
I think not.
What can you do?
Pay your uncle a visit, and it may go very hard with him, Lolita. I ask your pardon in advance, Lolita, for what may happen to Luis Quintero, the alcalde of Los Angeles. A very pleasant good afternoon to you, Your Excellency.
Shut up.
Where is Lolita? Strolling without an escort, with the populace muttering against your household, I protest. I protest very strongly.
The populace muttering? I tell you, this Zorro has aroused them to open rebellion. Why, only a moment before you came in, a mob pushed the body of Sergeant Gonzalez over the garden wall. Quite dead.
How inconvenient for Sergeant Gonzalez.
A big Z was cut on his chest. Zorro caught him beating some priest.
Oh.
You stand there and cluck like a hen. For all I know, Zorro may be within these very grounds.
Yes, conceivably.
He got into my bedroom once, you know.
My only recommendation is that you resign this thankless office of alcalde, return it to my father, and leave California.
And Zorro's suggestion, the very letter.
You see how I understand this scoundrel?
The resignation, yes.
It will be better for you. Here is a paper. Here is a pen. Write.
Yes, yes.
And better for Lolita, who will soon be my bride. Better for the people who do not understand a firm man like yourself.
Yes. Yes, only let me get out of this wretched country.
Which anyhow has no future.
Rabble's at the gate. I think it's best that you go.
One more moment, Esteban. Another moment, and I'll be finished with the whole business.
Hey, what's that?
It's finished.
You've neglected to sign it.
Yes.
Sign what?
My resignation.
Oh, no, you don't.
But this Zorro may kill me if I remain.
I will certainly kill you if you don't remain. Give me that.
Hey, stop!
There. That for your resignation. No more of it, you understand?
I'm in grave danger, Esteban.
You're in graver danger than you think. Trying to sneak gold and jewels out of the country.
Oh, no. No, Esteban, on my word of
honor. How else was your gold and Lolita's necklace in Zorro's box of loot?
Zorro?
I have him in prison. Captured.
I doubt it, Captain.
Oh, speak when spoken to, Popinjay.
I resent such talk. I resent it strongly.
Then draw your sword, Popinjay.
For one of your usually slow wit, a splendid idea.
Senores, this is going too far.
I'll make it short and spare him fatigue, Luis.
On guard, Captain.
Help! Help! Send me help!
Quiet, Luis, quiet.
Besides, Excellency, no interference.
A hero! A veritable hero!
A large word for such a tight place, Captain.
Popinjay!
Careful, Captain.
Amazing. The fencing master is met his equal.
You. Right of the popinjay, Louis.
Steel on steel. Blade on blade. It's glorious. It's glorious. Fine work, Diego. You're not tiring, Diego.
Not yet, Excellency.
I'd be in a fine pickle if you'd be killed now.
Sure of that, Louis.
Oh.
Diego. Diego, you're wounded.
I know that.
Esteban, Esteban, believe me. I shall be happy to see you come out of
here. Shut up, Louis. Shut up now.
Not yet. Captain. Go.
Diego, you've got him. You've got him. Press him. Follow him.
Yes.
You've got him.
So I have.
My felicitations, Diego, on your swordsmanship. As I gaze upon Esteban's fallen figure, a feeling of boundless loathing and Santa Maria.
Well?
Let's see. From Esteban's forehead.
A birthmark, perhaps.
Zorro. You. Now, Zorro.
Be still.
They fought with us.
That one of them, Mike.
Lolita.
Diego is Zorro. Exciting, isn't it?
Your uncle has resigned, Lolita.
Resigned? I? But I am soon to be your own uncle, Diego.
You will go to the balcony. You will tell the people whom you have tortured and betrayed that you are resigning.
But my dear Diego,
You will also tell them that you name my father, Alejandro Vega, in your place.
Diego.
And you will also give me and Lolita your blessing.
Bless you, my children. Since the great Zorro commands it.
No, not Zorro. The people are free. No longer will they need the mark of Zorro to punish their oppressors. They do not need Zorro. Therefore, Zorro does not need his sword. Now Zorro is gone. And in his place, only Diego Vega and his bride, Lolita.
Say thanks to Cornell Wilde for a magnificent performance. In just a few moments, he will be back. May we also express appreciation to the supporting cast. Joe Kearns, Lorene Tuttle, Gail Gordon, Cyrus Kendall, Fred Howard, and Ben Alexander. The radio adaptation of The Mark of Zorro was written by Milton Geiger. Music was supervised by Alfred Newman, and the production was under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week at this time with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invites you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Wilde, who recently was nominated a candidate for the 1945 Motion Picture Academy Award for his outstanding performance in A Song to Remember. Cornell?
Thank you, Wynn. I was very happy about playing Frederic Chopin even before it won me the Academy Award nomination. Unfortunately, the minute the picture was finished, the studio took back the piano. Well, it's a far cry from playing the gentle Chopin to the swashbuckling Zorro, but I must say I thoroughly enjoyed it today. Next week, I sincerely recommend you to tune in to Hollywood Star Time when two grand performers, Gene Crane and Lon McAllister, will be here to present the radio version of Home in Indiana. So until then, goodbye.
This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. Columbia Broadcasting System.